Kof Beis Sivan, Tuesday the 12th of June, Rabbi Shmuel Kimchi, Out of the Box.
Everyone wants to know what the title Out of the Box is about. I've been stopped in the streets, out of the box, out of Pandora's box, thinking out of the box. What is Out of the Box about? We'll find out over the next few moments. Just to say that a big yasher koach to Dudi for always arranging it, for being so having so much perseverance, speaking to us rabbonim, getting lots of people and young rabbonim especially involved. It's really amazing to see, and such an amazing initiative here in the Kehillah. Yasher koach to everyone who comes in the morning. Yasher koach to all the listeners who are listening in their car. I think this is a real cue of B'shach b'cha uvekumecha. Uvekumecha every morning, half an hour, a kviyas and Torah. It's really, really tremendous. Uvelech b'cha baderech, exactly right. A cue of, for many of us who are listening, is hopefully it won't be so much B'shach b'cha, it will be more v'kumecha. It's really tremendous to be here, and I'm so excited to be able to share with you an idea that's a little bit of a chiddush, but it's so, so gewaldig. It's a mahalach in the whole parsha, in the parsha of Shlach Lecha, which of course everyone is really familiar. We're all familiar with the story. Shlach Lecha, Moshe Rabbeinu sends Miraglim, they go to Eretz Yisrael, they bring back Dibas Ra'ah, a bad report on Eretz Yisrael. And we all know the story. Tisha B'Av happens, Vayivku. They cry that night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is a b'chiyas chinam, this is a b'chiyah for nothing. I'll give you a cause to cry about. And the question... The question really is a fewfold. Firstly, if we look at the whole of Parshas Bamidbar, the whole of Sefer Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar spans the journey of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar for 40 years. And we look at the stories, Parshas Bamidbar, the Degolim, everyone is standing there, everyone is being assigned the tafkid, everyone's got their own flag, everyone's got their shevet, l'mishpachosom, l'veisavosom, Parshas Nosa, we've got all the Kelim and the Mishkan, and Vayihi bin Soa Ha'oron, they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. And from then on, everything starts to go downhill. Parshas Baalosecha, Vayehi Ha'om, Kamis Onanim. The people are complaining. They are, they suddenly, immediately after Vayehi Ben Sa'aron, things start going downhill. Sorry about that. We have the Mis Onanim immediately. We have Shlach Lecha, the Meraglim. We have then Korach. We have the story in Midian, in Shittim, the people were Zona, the Znus going on. Things are going downhill, the whole of Sefer Bamidbar. And there seems to be a trend, there seems to be a mahalach. And the glaring question is that there is one blip in this whole series of stories which starts at the beginning of Bamidbar and ends in Masei, the recounting of Klal Yisrael's journeys in the Midbar, and that is a few strange mitzvahs that come up. One of them is tzitzis. So at the end of this week's parsha, all of a sudden, you've got the Misonanim, you've got the Meraglim, you've got Korach, but in the middle, you've got Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lemar, Daber al Bnei Yisrael. You know, we've got the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to place tzitzis over here in this week's parsha, in the series of stories that happened to Klal Yisrael? Additionally, obviously, in Parsha Shlach Lecha, we have a question, which is, what did the Meraglim do wrong? What did the Meraglim do wrong? To paraphrase, to quote, in fact, the Ramban, Machetom Umapishom, what was their chet? What was their pesha? What did they do wrong? Moshe Rabbeinu tells them to go to Eretz Yisrael to tell us, Hechazokhu Harafe, Imma'athu Imrav, Umahe Orim, right? What are they like? Habu Machanim Imbemifzorim. What is Eretz? Is it something which is conquerable? Like, to send spies, it's a normal Tachsisei Mulchama. This is a normal act. They go, they find out the truth, They come back to Moshe Rabbeinu and they tell him they are Bnei Anak. You know, they are. It is very difficult to conquer this Eretz Yisrael. Ma chetmu, ma pisham. What did they do wrong? You know, there's a saying in English: don't shoot the messenger, right? Don't shoot the messenger of bad news. This is the reality. Obviously, it comes from David HaMelech. Where David HaMelech, there was a case where there was someone who comes back, gives a bad report or not such great news. Then David HaMelech does, for some one reason or another, kill the messenger. Oh, but the question really is, what was their chait? So question number one, what is Tzitzis doing here? Question number two, what is their chait? And the third question is really a very interesting one word that comes up in this week's parsha. It comes up again and again and again, and it's almost like a lead word over here. And we find, amazingly, that the same word is used in Tzitzis as well. Uncharacteristically, it doesn't come up. Oh, very good. Everyone, I thought this was a fantastic he'ora, but of course, it's not a chiddush. Everyone knows this. But we know, by Yishlach Osam Moshe sends them, Lassur Esar, Yishlach Lacha Anoshim, the Asuras Erz Kanaan. They should check out, they should look out, they should spy out Eretz Kanaan. Latur in English has become the word tour, but of course that's only very superficial. That's just a translation of what it seemed to be. Bayalu, Banegev, they went up in the south, they had a look at the whole of Eretz Yisrael. So in English we have the word tour. But in fact, what does the word Losur mean? What does the word Losur mean? Where do we find it in Tzitzis at the end of the Parsha? If you have a look in the middle of the sheet, I'm not going to be doing so much reading in the sheet. Just for reference, the makar in the middle of the parasha, in the middle of the sheet over here, velosasura achri levavchem, says Rashi, velosasura achri levavchem on the first sheet, on the first side of the sheet, kmo mitur haaretz. Rashi seems has the need to explain to us what the word losasura means. We've had it 8 times in this parsha, but just in case you've missed it the first half a dozen times, let me explain to you what losasuru achri levavchem v'acharanechem means. It means, just remember the beginning of the parsha, we have kamo losur es haaretz. The question is why? Why does Rashi seem to have the need to connect the two? Clearly Rashi holds that. And of course, like we mentioned, the obvious question in the parsha is, why is it that Tzitzis comes after Meraglim? Okay, we have the mitzvah of Bikurim immediately after. We have a couple of things, but Rashi already makes the connection. Why? They were upset they weren't going to get Eretz Yisrael, so Rashi makes the connection. Don't worry, Chisavo El Aretz. But what is Parshas Tzitzis doing over here? Al Kanfei V'Gdeichem. Right, so what is going on over here? If we just have a look at the parsha over here, just one further question before we actually enter and try and get into what is going on in the Chet HaMeraglim. And if I don't do it justice, it's because I'm too excited by this mahalach. It's really, really something phenomenal. We see a shla at the beginning of the parsha and a maharal at the end of the parsha that seems to say the same thing. It's really something unbelievable. But let's have a look over here, just in the parsha. What is so strange about the reaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Meraglim coming back? The Meraglim come back, they give this report. Kolev and Yoshua try and respond. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they don't have anything to say. Vayomer, look at Pasuk Yud Aleph over here. On the first column, on the top makar. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, ad ono yina'atsuni ha'om hazeh. Till when will this people reject me? Vad ono lo ya'aminu bi. And when will they start believing me? When are they going to stop disbelieving me? What are they disbelieving? B'chol ha'osos asher asisi b'kirbo. All the wonders that I've done. What's that got to do with Meraglim? Meraglim went into Eretz Yisrael. They said, this Eretz Yisrael is unconquerable. This Eretz Yisrael is something which is, you asked me to figure out whether this is Habu Machanim im b'mitzorim, and the answer is, B'tzuros ad ha'shamayim. They are tremendously fortified. Shkoyach. Great. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu responding, will they not believe me in all the osos and the mofsim that I have done? Let's have a look a little bit at what the Chet HaMeraglim actually was. And let's try and gain a little bit of access into what the Rishonim and the Acharonim have to say on the Chet HaMeraglim. What does Rashi actually say at the beginning of the Parsha? Shlach lecho amashim v'yosuru as Eretz Kanan. Rashi says, famously, Chayecha, shlach lecho anashim, send for yourself. I'm not commanding you to send the Meraglim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not commanding you. If you want, you can send midatra. You can send if you wish to find out what Eretz Yisrael is like. But you should know that chayechosh ani nosein mokom litos. I'm giving place. Here's my chumash. I'm finding there is mokom for tos over here. There is possibility to make great error over here. And the Ramban doesn't like this so much. The Ramban asks two very important questions. Firstly, if Rashi is right that there was a problem in sending the Meraglim, if the whole project of sending the Meraglim was doomed to failure from the start, what's Moshe Rabbeinu thinking? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu send Meraglim? Right? What does Moshe Rabbeinu think? Hashem says, Shlach Lecha. Right? If Chazal able to be Madaik, Moshe Rabbeinu is also able to be Madaik in the Lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Send for yourself, I'm giving Makom Litos. If Moshe Rabbeinu understood that, why is he sending Meraglim? Why is he sending? And in fact, Abar Benel has a Mahalach that Moshe and Aaron didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. This is not accepted by any of the Rishonim, it seems to be, or any of the Acharonim. But it's just interesting to note. And Abar Benel is often willing to put himself out when he feels there is a pshat. He says, what is it? Why is it that Moshe and Aaron didn't go into Eretz Yisrael? Was it really because of Mei Meriva? Was it because they hit the rock? Ya'an asher lo emantem bi, you lack disheni. Is that why? Says that Abar Benel, no, Moshe Rabbeinu, because he shouldn't have sent the Meraglim, and Aaron HaKohen because he made the Egel Azav. That's what that Abar Benel says. That's definitely not the held of pshat. But it's coming off a very strong question. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu actually send Meraglim if, this is the Ramban's Kasha, if Shlach Lecha? It's not a good idea. And that is a fantastic question, the Ramban. And the Ramban asks an additional question. Generally, Machet HaMapisham, what did they actually do wrong? What did the Meraglim do wrong? The Ramban's got a Mahalach, where he says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent them to figure out fact, and they came back with opinion. This is a famous Jewish trait. You send someone to find out what is happening, and they come back with an opinion. You know, in my humble opinion, Moshe Rabbeinu never asked them for an opinion. Moshe Rabbeinu just said, you know, bring us the fact, give us a report, and we will make the decision. The executive command will decide what to do with the information. Why is it that they said Efes ki azam Efes? The word Efes is a good question. The Ramban says the word Efes means, but this is all worthless ki azam. In other words, they made the Vayamisu Levav Klal Yisrael. They made Klal Yisrael disheartened through their opinion. We've been there, you haven't. We saw it, you didn't, and we know that it's impossible. Forget it. That is what the Ramban's Mahalach Efes Ki Azham. But the question is very strong. What is Rashi? What is Rashi's opinion? Why on earth, according to Rashi, is it that Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim? According to Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that this was doomed to failure. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu send it? Let's have a look at this Shla at the top of the next Amud. The Shla has got a very mechudish dikpshat, which I like very much. And it works well in understanding what Rashi has to say. Just the first six lines or so on the second column. It starts Klal Ha'ola. Yeah, the second column of the sheet says Klal Ha'ola. The bottom line is, this is after, of course, 10 or 15 pages of the Shlok Darko Bakodesh, Klal Ha'ola, the bottom line is, Ki kavonos Hashem yisbarach b'shlichus hamaraglim the intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in sending the Meraglim, Gam Das Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, and also the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to send Meraglim, Hayo Kadei Sheyiru, that they will be able to see She'i Efshar Lichvosh B'teva, that it is impossible to conquer Eretz Yisrael. What was the point of sending Meraglim? This is very mechudish, it's unbelievable. The point of sending Meraglim wasn't to figure out how we're going to do it. It was to show, Moshe Rabbeinu knew Ki Az Ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that it was unconquerable, that it was impossible. This is not something that B'derech HaTeva anyone could possibly be able to accomplish. But nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu sends them because he wants, that is goofa, the whole point. The whole point is to show Klal Yisrael that it is impossible, but Alo Na'aleh, we will go up, despite the fact that it's impossible. We live in Anonei HaKavod, we live with Mon every day, we've seen the Nisim, we've come out of Eretz Mitzrayim just a year and a bit ago. We've left Mitzrayim, Be'osos of Emosim, Tenmakas Kriyas Yamsuf. Go, show Klal Yisrael that it's impossible, and we're going to come back. You're going to tell them that it's impossible, and we're going to go nonetheless. Brilliant. Marge, pardon?
Risky strategy, people always negatively reply when things like this happen.
Yes, very much so, a risky strategy. Where else do we see a similar kind of thing? Very, very interesting, just to broaden the canvas a little bit. Let's just sidetrack for one moment. There's a very interesting mahalach in the entire structure of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. This is very, very interesting. Very, very, very important, I think. The word Torah comes from the word Yoreh, to teach. The Torah as a whole, there is a structure. This comes from the first Ramban in Parshas Bahar. It is a chiyuv de oraisa to read this Ramban ala Torah, and it gives tremendous structure to the way that Klal Yisrael, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, develops over the course of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It's mamish gevaldik. It's really, really gevaldik. And he quotes Midrashim, and it's really, really phenomenal. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah Parshas Yisro, and Parshas Mishpatim, we have a whole load of mitzvahs, one after another, you know, Eved Ivri, etc. We have a whole listing of mitzvahs. Where else, which other parshias in the Torah, do we have many, many mitzvahs? Which other? In Mishpatim, but then in Vayikra, we have Acharemos, Kedoshim, Emor, Bahar. All of a sudden, we have a whole group of mitzvahs, hundreds of mitzvahs. And then we have again another, exactly, Re'e Shoftim Kiseitze Kisovo, the first half of Kisovo, we suddenly have another whole group of mitzvahs. And the majority of the mitzvahs, of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, are bunched up in about six parshias, six or seven out of the 50 parshias in the Torah. We have a group of so many of the mitzvahs. What is going on over here? The Ramban says, he does actually say this nekuda is that we Chazal call the Medrash on the Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Devarim Torah's Kohanim and Mishnah Torah. The other ones are not, you know, they're not. But the word Torah comes up in the Medrash on Vayikra and Devarim. What's happening is, says the Ramban, there are three brisos that are created. The first bris is at Har Sinai. The Ramban is going on the word Behar Sinai at the end of Sefer Vayikra. The Ramban is bothered, as is, you know, what is going on? The mitzvah Behar Sinai is there, you know, going back and forth. Is it a thing of Ein Muktav Mukhar Batorah? How do we, you know, what is going on over here? Where are we holding right now? Asks the Ramban, the Mefarshim, at the beginning of Parshas Behar, the end of Vayikra. What's happening is that we have at Har Sinai, we have a bris with the Torah. What happens is, in Parshas Kisiso, there's an eagle. The eagle Azahov was a chait of Klal Yisrael. All of a sudden, they go down a peg. And now we need, in Vayikra, another bris. We need another bris. So what do we have? A lot of mitzvahs. And we have, at the end, in B'chukosai also, what happens if you don't keep the mitzvahs. We have the Tochacha. And then what happens in Parshas Shlach Lecha, we have the Meraglim. All of a sudden, Klal Yisrael are about to go in, Vayehi ben Zohar Ha'aron, we have the Meraglim. That's it. Yon Lashana, 40 years in the Midbar. Right, Arba'im Shana Kut Bedar V'Omar Amtoi Levav Heim Heim Lo Yodu Drachai Asher Nishbati Ba'apim Yuvauna Menuchasi. They're not going to come into Eretz Yisrael. This, the all of a sudden, there is a need for a new bris with even more mitzvahs, with a tochacha which is twice as bad, which is twice as powerful. The whole Torah is almost like a relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the relationship of Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael do wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, we've now got plan B. Klal Yisrael do wrong again. Now we've got plan C over here. It's almost like in the chait of Adam HaRishon had the possibility of going straight into Gan Eden, straight into Olam Haba, etc. What happens is that Adam HaRishon stands there and he makes a decision. Rav Dessler's got a gewaldig mahalach, but I see the truth is that we're not going to have so much time for this. I think we should skip this. But the Rav Dessler's mahalach on Chet Adam HaRishon is exactly what happens over here in the Meraglim. That there is an aveira lishma, there is a possibility to do an aveira over here, and there is a possibility to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way. If I do and eat from the Eitz Hadas, what's going to happen is I'm going to have contact with Ra, but despite the fact that I have contact with Ra, I am going to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result. And the same thing happens with the Chet HaMeraglim, according to the Shlach HaKadosh. The Chet, the Moshe Rabbeinu is sending out Meraglim to find, to have a look in Eretz Canaan, to see that actually it's unconquerable. They come back and they say it's unconquerable. And nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu wants then to say to Klal Yisrael, no, alo nale, we will go up. And there are all these midrashim, and Rashi throughout the parsha seems to be saying, even if alo nale, even if we have to make sulomos to go up to conquer Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. And that's the response of Kolev ben Yefune and Yoshua ben Nun. And Moshe Rabbeinu, after all the miracles, after all the osos, so when will these people reject me? These people are all the time, constantly, how many miracles do I need to show Klal Yisrael that they are able to conquer Eretz Yisrael, do even the impossible? This is the mahalach of the Shlach HaKadosh. But now have a look at the way that if we have a look at what the mitzvah of tzitzis that we're constantly beineinenu, that it's got to be, you know, or isamo, so it's got to be constantly there. What is the tzitzis actually there to remind us? And over here we're gonna borrow a story from Menachas Daf Mem Dalad. I don't know if this is a famous story. I'm not sure if this. Everyone has seen the story. It's worthy of Chazara, but it's really a tremendous story. I'll tell the story outside because we only have 5 minutes left to finish this mahalach. The story is Masa ba'odam echad shahayo zahir b'tzitzis. A person. There was one man, says the Gemara in Menachas Mem Dalad, who was very zahir, who was very careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis. And he heard that there was this zona, there was a harlot who lives many, many miles away. What he does is, he realizes that she takes a very large Esnan Zona, she takes a very large amount for her services, he sends the money, makes a date, gets there, he goes to the place, and he sits outside her place, where she is. So he sits there, and her attendant goes inside and calls her out, and says to her, the man who sent you 400 zuz is over here waiting for you. So, what does she do? She prepares 7 mitos of kesef and 1 of zahav. She prepares all these beds to entice him, to encourage him. And he starts getting involved in this aveira of znus. At a certain point, he is there, and the mitzvah, the tzitzis slaps him on his face. Right? The tzitzis, the strings of the tzitzis slap him on his face. Says the Gemara, Nishmat v'yoshev lo agabe karka, the second bottom line on the second column over here in the source that we have over here. He just goes, he sits down, and he stops what he's doing. So she also is shocked, you know. She turns around to him and says, "What's wrong? Did you see anything wrong with me? You know, are you not attracted to me?" He says, "No. There's just one mitzvah that we have. It's called tzitzis. And this mitzvah of tzitzis came and it appeared to me to be to Adam. It slapped me on the face, and I realized that I can't involve myself in this." So he goes back to Eretz Yisrael. She finds him in Eretz Yisrael, and she's Miss Geyer, and they get married. That's roughly the story. And the question really is, why dafka mitzvah of tzitzis? What is going on over here? The mitzvah of tzitzis saves him from the Avera? What is the Gemara trying to teach us with this story? The story is that the mitzvah of tzitzis is something of a shmira. Why not the mitzvah of tefillin? Why not someone whose mitzvah is zayir, mitzvah is mezuzah? He goes and he touches the mezuzah on his way out, and he's nitzel from the Avera. What is the Gemara teaching us? And the Maharal Prague has got a very, very gewaldig mahalach over here. The Maharal Prague in Chidush HaGadah says, what does tzitzis actually look like? I'll pull out my tzitzis for a bit of a show and tell over here. The tzitzis, actually, on the Arba Knofos, the word tzitzis comes from the word tzitz. Tzitz means to peek out. Tzitz hasodeh, it peeks out. If we look at the Arba Kanfos of Tzitzis, there is nothing more square than the Tzitzis. The Tzitzis is square. The Beged is square. The Tzitzis, which actually peeks out over the Beged, is almost laughing at the Beged. The Tzitz is extending beyond the borders and beyond the boundaries of the square. What is the square? The square is the fact that we are mugbal in teva. That we are boxed in. We are boxed in. We have limits. We have boundaries. No. Tzitz is something which spills out over the side. It's something which is not b'derech ha-teva. It's something which is a nes. It's something which we're not bound by the squares of the beged. The tzitz, ur isam osam, and you'll remember, v'lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei eneichem. The mitzvah of tzitzis is a constant reminder that we are not to straight veer. Lo sasuru. What is losur? Es ha'aretz. To go. They went and they saw the land, but they saw that they are mugbal by teva. They saw, says the Shlach HaKadosh at the beginning of the parasha, that they are bounded. They felt, we have to know whether it's conquerable or whether it's not. Is it natural? Is it not? So they go, Eretz Yisrael, it's not. It's not conquerable. The tzitzis, v'lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei eneichem, don't be nimshach achar avodazara, don't be nimshach achar znus. So the Medrash tells us, the Gemara tells us that znus, and it's a reference also to Avodah Zarah. Don't be nimshach achar minus, says the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Beis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is there always to countermand, to stop us from being nimshach achar the avera of what the meraglim did. The meraglim were felt that they had to conquer it, they had to look at it. But derech teva, the tzitzis reminds us always to stretch out, to go beyond teva. I saw a gewaldig, this is it's almost like the cherry on the top. I feel that if we have a look at the famous Gemara, the Gemara says that Hayyur Reb Meir Omer Manishtan Tcheles Mikol Minei Tzivonim. Why is Tcheles different from all the different colors? Why was that chosen to be the psil that goes on the tzitzis? Because it's domer Leyam, Dome Lerakia, which is Dome Lekisei HaKavod. And there are many kashas on the Gemara that people ask, why do you just say it's Dome Lekisei HaKavod? Why do you have to go Dome Leyam, Dome Leshola, you know, that it doesn't need the triple layer, just go straight to the Kisei HaKavod. But Rashi says over here, Dome Leyam, What does it mean that the tzitzis is gomer liyam, the tchelis is gomer liyam? Says Rashi on Shas, Rashi Menachas Mem Gimel, he says, Shanasu bo nisim liyisrael, not any yam, it's the yam suf. Don't forget that the tchelis reminds us of the yam suf. Shanasu bo nisim liyisrael, the whole point of tzitzis is that we live b'neis, we don't live b'teva, we live out of the box, we don't live within the box. It's shenasu bo nisim. That is the message, I think, of the Shlach Lecha in Shitas Rashi, and Rashi throughout the parsha. V'osu lachem tzitzis v'lo sasura achri levalchem v'achri einechem. Time and time again, Rashi tells us what is lo sasura achri levalchem. It says Rashi k'mo losur es ha'aretz. Rashi is making the connection. Rashi is saying that the end of the parsha is finishing off the beginning of the parsha. That it's really all one sugya. The sugya is that we don't live within the box. We live outside the box. And if we take the message and the kochos of Parshas Shlach Lecha and see that the meraglim and tzitzis and everything about Shlach Lecha really is that, to be able for us to see how the buffs will be zocha to be as God said.